It's Marketplace Tech for January 6th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. You have heard and heard and heard about the Internet of Things, the rapidly expanding world of internet-connected objects. And if you've been to as many tech conferences as some of us have, you know promises about big changes to our world can take a long time to go from the exhibition booth to our front door. As the Consumer Electronics Show officially kicks off today, cars, virtual reality, and the Internet of Things are big themes. And Marketplace senior tech correspondent Molly Wood is there on the floor in Las Vegas. Molly, how the heck are you?
I'm great, Ben. I got to tell you, it's early morning at CES, and I'm already squatting in a hallway next to a power outlet. That's how it's going here.
One of the big news events this week so far has been Ford's event. Can you tell me a little bit about the news coming out of that?
In some ways, Ford's keynote address was very similar to what they said last year, which is that they're focusing increasingly on becoming what they call a mobility company, that they're leaning heavily into their technology and trying to distribute that technology to other car makers. But the big sexy thing that Ford announced was that the Amazon Echo, that connected appliance, will now be integrated with Ford cars.
Wow. So it's like, Alexa, can you warm up my car? Alexa, can you tell me if I have a charge? Alexa, can you warm up my house?
Right. Like, let's say you're in the car and you say, hey, Alexa, ooh, I'm almost home and I bet it's going to be cold in the house and dark. Can you turn the lights on and maybe crank it up to 72?
Does this present, do you think, a platform problem at all, or at least a problem of devices made by different companies being able to talk to each other?
It absolutely does. I think there are a couple concerns with this strategy. One is exactly that. The idea of these ecosystems, I mean, it's great that an Amazon Echo could maybe talk to a Ford car, but not if it can't talk to any other cars, and not if the Echo still can't talk to Google or Spotify. So you're creating all of these tiny little ecosystems and, frankly, starting to layer connections before we've even figured out how to do a good job with the initial connection. Make sure that it's secure. Make sure that it doesn't crash all the other devices in your house. Make sure you don't have to plug 50 million Wi-Fi hubs into your router. So it's still early enough in connected devices that it's almost too soon to do all of this layering because it's just going to break things.
Marketplace senior tech correspondent Molly Wood from the floor of CES in Las Vegas. Molly, thanks a lot.
Glad to be with you, Ben.
Along with the big themes, there are many small technology products and ideas, some more far out than others at CES. Here's a phrase I would like to say one day when I walk into the door after a long day of marketplace teching. Computer, pour me a drink. Well, one of the companies hawking its goods at CES is SomaBar, which, yes, is basically a squat little machine that takes its name from the book Brave New World and mixes cocktails. CEO Dylan Purcell Lowe talks us through it.
The drink I just made was a Madras, and that is 1 ounce of orange juice, 1.5 ounces of vodka, and 4 ounces of cranberry. We have our 6 what we call Soma pods. So that's each of our containers that hold 750 ml of whatever mixer or liquor that you want to put in there. And then everything is controlled via Wi-Fi and through our app. So the machine takes the liquid from the pods, it mixes it internally in the machine, and then dispenses it. So it knows what ingredients you have in there and then can tell you, you know, you can make these 50 drinks based on those ingredients.
Thirsty yet? Well, you've got options. Monsieur is one on Kickstarter. Bartesian is another. Price tags between a couple hundred to over $1,000. Bartender, put one on my tab. Tomorrow is the deadline for public comment regarding new internet services in India. One of those services is called Free Basics. Facebook plays a big role. The idea is you'd get a few basic websites for free. The controversy? The service raises concerns of net neutrality advocates who want equal access to all of the web instead of a corporate portal. For instance, Google, you can't get it with this Facebook-y internet service. Arun Sundararajan grew up in southern India. He's professor of information operations and management sciences at NYU.
This sounds like a good thing, right? But the catch is that this free internet access is restricted to only a few sites that Facebook will allow these people to access.
Well, this reminds me a little bit of AOL in a way, as a portal for the internet as we knew it in the 90s, right?
I think that the fear here is that, the internet is much more about Facebook. And so having a corporate entity controlling what you can and can't do over your internet connection can be potentially sort of damaging to, like, you know, sort of inclusiveness in a country.
What does this particular conversation and issue make you think about as someone who grew up there?
I think that when one reads about technology in India in the popular press, and especially the Western press,
yes,
there's an impression created that India is on the cutting edge of technology development. And this is certainly true, but it is restricted to a fairly small fraction of the population. And so, you know, it makes, you know, when I hear about free basics, it underscores to me the critical importance of policy that is inclusive of, like, you know, the bottom 30 or 40% of the country. I just don't think that the right avenue to do this is through, like, you know, a restricted service offered by a company like Facebook. I think a better model is the kind of partnerships, for example, that Google has struck with many sort of city governments in the United States, where there's free, unrestricted internet access that is funded in part by Google and part by the city government with no strings attached.
Arun Sundararajan is professor of information operations and management sciences at NYU. Arun, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
Before we go, yes, there was a report in Recode that Twitter might increase its character limit for a post from 140 to 1,000, but many people are saying that's bunk. You can find out if and when that changes if you follow me, Mr. Longwinded. I'm at the Brock Johnson, and that's tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.